This is a journey into sound.
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get it on. It's time to get down.
I know you're gonna dig this.
Hello and welcome to the 100 Greatest R&B Songs. My name is BJ Berry, and these are the greatest R&B songs of all time, and as well the stories behind them. So let's get started. Today we feature In Vogue, Hold On. We're in the late 1980s, and for In Vogue, you have to start in Oakland, California. That's where you'll find the largest African-American population in the San Francisco Bay Area. Oaktown, man, the 510. An audition was held in 1988 by two up-and-coming producers, Denzel Foster and Thomas McElroy. They had already struck gold three times. Once in 1986 with the Timex Social Club in the song, Rumors.
How do rumors get started? Started by the jealous people and they get mad at something they had and somebody else is holding.
But they would not last long. They broke up and the band's frontman, Jay King, went on to create another group, Club Nuvo, that same year. And he took Foster McElroy right along with him. Then Denzel Foster and Thomas McElroy decided to join forces as a production team. In 1988, they landed a production deal with Wing Records. Their first production project would be Tony, Tony, Tony.
Hey, little water.
Hey, little water.
Hey, little water, listen. Hey, little water. Something's gonna get you, little water.
Had myself a roommate, and Walter was his name.
Back to the audition, Foster McElroy decided to put together a girl group, one reminiscent of the Supremes, where all the girls could sing lead at any given time. Their plan was to recruit singers who possessed good looks, intelligence, and good voices. Approximately 3,000 women showed up at this audition. The last ones standing were Don Robinson, she was from Connecticut, Cindy Herron from San Francisco, Maxine Jones from New Jersey, and Terry Ellis from Houston, Texas. At first, they were meant to be a trio. The first three chosen were Maxine, Don, and Cindy. Terry didn't make the audition. Her plane was late arriving from Houston. She still got the chance to audition, however, and when Foster McElroy heard Terry, they knew that she, too, had to be in the group.
We all met at an audition in Richmond, California. Mm. I came from Houston, Texas. I'm originally from Houston, Texas. And the other three girls live there already.
Right.
Well, Cindy came from Los Angeles, and we all met at the audition. And the group was formed then.
And the song that they all auditioned to happened to make it on the very first album, Born to Run. Here's In Vogue with Waiting on You.
It's 10 o'clock and I'm still alone. Waiting by the phone.
So Foster McElroy had their girl band, and everybody was excited about recording the first album. After Foster McElroy had written all of the songs, it was now time to bring the girls into the studio, and it was clear that the first single would be Hold On. And how Foster McElroy would decide to produce this song would be brilliant. They decided to show off the girls' vocal skills, and they would do it a cappella. In fact, the introduction was not really part of the song Hold On. They decided to show off their vocals by doing an a cappella rendition of the song Who's Loving You. The song was written by Smokey Robinson and first performed by Smokey Robinson and the Miracles back in 1960.
When treated you bad, wrong, my dear. Don't you know I sit around all with my head hanging down and wonder who is
But that wouldn't be the end of that song. Many artists would record it. Later, a young 12-year-old kid named Michael Jackson remade the song with his brothers, the Jackson 5. The year was 1969. Popular version of that song, and some would say that would be the song that put the Jackson 5 on the map. And that would also be the version that inspired Foster McElroy as a production team. Now back to En Vogue. It's 1989, they're in the studio, and they just nailed the intro to that song. Then Foster McElroy decided to add some funk to the track by adding the Godfather of Soul himself, sampling the song The Big Payback from James Brown, 1973. Notice the guitar. From that moment on, En Vogue would be known as the Funky Divas. The first single, Hold On, was released to radio in late February 1990. It reached number one on the R&B and dance charts and made it to number two on the pop charts. The album would later be certified triple platinum. Hold On was awarded the Billboard Music Award for number one R&B single of the year, a Soul Train Award for R&B Urban Contemporary Single of the Year, group, band, or duo, and they were nominated for a Grammy Award for Best R&B Vocal Performance by a Duo or Group. In 1997, En Vogue started going through their breakups and makeups. Maxine, Dawn, Cindy, and Terry would all try solo careers, but nothing really came out of it. The magic only seemed to happen when the four were together. However, it must be said that Dawn had some success when she teamed up with another guy that got his start with Foster McElroy. That would be Rafael Sadiq of Tony, Tony, Tony. They would be the nucleus of the band Lucy Pearl, together with a tribe called Quest DJ Ali Shaheed Muhammad. Lucy Pearl and Dawn would go on to have two major hits.
Right.
and more hits. Released a total of 7 studio albums between 1990 and 2018. The latter recordings not gaining much attention, with some of the members revolving. Over the course of their career, En Vogue would go on to sell more than 20 million records worldwide to date, and they were considered one of the best female vocal groups of all time. The group would go on to win a total of 7 MTV Video Music Awards, 3 Soul Train Awards, 2 American Music Awards, and they would receive 7 Grammy nominations. In 1999, Billboard magazine ranked En Vogue as the 19th most successful recording artist of the 1990s. In 2015, Billboard magazine would name them as the 9th most successful girl group of all time. En Vogue went on to be a hit machine. They would have hit after hit. And then the West Coast Divas would team up with the East Coast Divas in Vogue together with Salt and Pepper. And more hits. Today, En Vogue is basically split into two parts. Terry Ellis and Cindy Herron own the name En Vogue, and Don Robinson and Maxine Jones are doing their own thing together. Why did they leave?
There was a lot going on. It was like, you know, we weren't making the kind of money that I thought we should make as the caliber of group that we were.
Right.
You know, 2 pennies per girl just to me was insane.
So you didn't like the deal that was cut?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, the deal
was really
from
bad.
The beginning. The first deal, first right. album was, you know, you go in and you start and you don't know what kind of success you're going to have. And once you have that success, and we were at 3x platinum on the first album.
It was time to go back in and renegotiate.
And we never did.
Yeah.
Right.
You didn't negotiate.
No, we didn't. No.
So what we got on the first album, we got on the second album. And the second album was even bigger than the first, and we're still getting the same money. And it was ridiculous. So I was like, you start waking up to see things. You're looking at your royalty statements. You don't understand the language of the contract that you initially signed, because we're not attorneys. We don't go in knowing these things right away. We did ask questions of our attorney, but things get a little confusing, and by the time you wake up and understand what's going on, you've already signed the contract.
And so it goes in show business, with an emphasis on the word business. Hopefully one day we'll be able to hear Maxine, Don, Cindy, and Terry together again. You've been listening to the 100 Greatest R&B Songs of All Time. My name is BJ Barrett. Before we let you go, we'd like to remind you to subscribe to this podcast. Check out our playlist on Apple Music and Spotify. And while you're there, make a song request. And the beat goes on. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you the next time.
Dieser Podcast wird vermarktet durch die Podcastbude.